It's good to be alive. Abby with you this afternoon. And today we have a special guest joining us, a chance to chat with her actually again. Jeannie Pankhurst is the Regional Queensland Coordinator for the National Day of Prayer, which is an event that has been bringing believers together in prayer for over a decade now. This year, National Day of Prayer is going to be held on June 7th. And Jeannie's here to share more about what it's all about, how you can get involved, and the power of prayer in our community. Jeannie, it's great to have you with us again today.
Thank you so much. It's awesome to be with you.
Now, I was wondering if we could kind of start at the beginning and was wondering if you could share a little bit about yourself and your journey with the National Day of Prayer or Australia Praise.
Yeah. The National Day of Prayer specifically, I think I first heard about it back in 2017. I may have heard about it previously, but that's when I did something about it. Mm. I was living in Charters Towers, and I was a huge champion of prayer, and especially combined prayer.
Yeah.
And, I had the guts to go to my minister and said, I really want to do something about this. And he said, yep, and because we're in Charters Towers, there's only like six churches. So there was kind of approval from the minister's fraternal, and I was only reflecting on this recently. It was really kind of so basic. Like, there was no musicians, there was no PowerPoint, there was no amplification. Wow. And it was just the most beautiful time of just believers coming together and pouring their heart out to God. Yeah, so, and I guess, and back then, the National Day of Prayer, it used to be called the National Day of Prayer and Fasting.
Okay.
And it was sort of run by the parent company called the Canberra Declaration. I think a lot of Christians are kind of familiar with the Canberra Declaration, and it's easy to Google. But now it's, under the stewardship of, it's called Australia Praise. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm assuming you didn't start out in the role that you're in now. How did that evolve, and what does your role as the Regional Queensland Coordinator, what does that look like?
Yeah, that's a great question. No, I didn't start out like this. I was just a crazy prayer person who had enough guts to say, I'm going to spend 6 hours praying. Do you want to join me? and so I did that a couple of times. I think I had the privilege of doing that two or three times in Charters Towers. And then now I live in Cairns. I've done it sort of two or three times now in Cairns. How did I come to this role? I was asked, and it's basically, it's kind of a pastoral care role.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, part of my job is trying to get the message out there that this event exists and it's a worthy event. And then, so trying to persuade people to get involved and do it and just bite the bullet and have a go.
Yeah.
And then my second step is just to support them as they do that. So providing information and encouragement, and just, support if they need it. So beyond just the obvious of let's pray, the other goal, I guess, of the National Day, is about fostering unity. It's about churches, denominations coming together and praying. And, that can be being a prayer person, a prayer leader can be a daunting task.
Yeah.
And sometimes trying to get churches together from different denominations can be daunting as well.
I actually really love your heart behind even, like, you talked a little bit about your heart for prayer, but then how that led you to step into the position. And I do want to break that down a little bit later on. But before we do, I was wondering, for those who may not be familiar with National Day of Prayer, could you talk a little bit about how that the National Day of Prayer held June 7th, how that began?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going off something that I heard on a video conference one time.
Yeah.
I think his name is Marsh. He writes for Dads in Distress, and he's like the head guy of Canberra Declaration. And I think one day he was sharing his vision, and he was just so distraught with the situation in his town. And I think we can all relate to this about probably youth crime and political injustice and everything. He was so distraught. He took himself up to a mountain and he prayed and cried out to God. And God said, what are you doing? And so he got this vision to get the churches together to pray. And the event has sort of always been designed to be more than one single church can run. So essentially, like, in its original format, the National Day of Prayer and Fasting is like a six-hour event. And so there's a prayer guide that's given and encouraged. You know, you're given all the freedom in the world. You don't have to follow it, but it's just a recommendation and suggestion to follow. And so every hour has a theme. And, the suggestion is made that, you know, you could break up every hour into worship, the word and prayer. And, they encourage whatever you do together, like whether your community would be happy to share communion together, go for it. If your community would, do a foot washing activity, go for it. Whatever your community is safe and happy to do and fosters unity, you're encouraged to do so. So I guess in its essential element, like, it's put forward as a six-hour prayer meeting, which to most of us in the Western world is crazy, you know. In other parts of the world, like Korea, it's like, oh, yeah, no worries, you do that on Sundays sort of thing. Yeah. But in the Western world, and especially in Australia, you know, one-hour prayer meeting is a brave thing for some churches to put on. So this idea of half a day is a bit mind-blowing. Having said that, like, that's kind of the genesis beat of it. Last year, we had to do something completely different, and that's silence. You know, the theme last year was be still and know that I am God. And in the recommendations and suggestions put forward, it was, you know, ideas about how to practice silence and how to practice listening to God and, you know, even, yeah, so reflective praying like that. So, and this year, I think we're a bit concerned. It's on the King's birthday, and we're concerned that people might go camping instead of hosting an event, basically.
Yep.
And so there's more of a push, I think, to just push those boundaries back and let just participate in any way. Like last year, I remember there was some people in Herberton that wanted to participate. They didn't want their event to be published. It was just like their church prayer group. Okay. And so I think there's a bit of conversation about, well, let's just, and anything goes, you know, we're never going, if you register and you just want to do that, we're never going to turn you away. We're always going to support you and accept you. But yeah, there's a little bit of pushback, like, okay, let's get creative. What could it look like in your community?
So the event this year is on June 7th, and I know you had just talked a little bit about what we as the community can do to be involved, and that's essentially hosting these events. So do you know of any specific events in those locations that are already up, or where do people go to host events or to find out what events are on in their area?
Yeah, so we've got a website called Australia Pray. That's Australia PRAYS.
Yep.
And if you play around in there, you will find you'll find, maybe not just yet, but certainly closer to the date, you'll find a list of everywhere that's registered. So you'll find the state, first of all, and then, you know, when the state pops up, it'll show you all the locations.
Okay. And last year, you said that the focus was silence. Are there any key themes like that or focuses for this year?
Yeah, absolutely. This year's theme, and every year we have a theme in a scripture, and this year's theme is Colossians chapter 1. And in particular, it's the verse that talks about Jesus being preeminent over everything. Mm. And I just thought how prophetic it was. Like, basically, he's the King of Kings.
Yeah.
And the National Day of Prayer is calling God's people to worship the King of Kings and, you know, bring their city to the King of Kings. And this year, it's on the King's birthday. And
wow.
I just thought that's prophetic to me. Like, that speaks volumes. And it's just so, like, it touches me so much that God would put so much. But, yeah, I just think that's, like, to me, that's God saying, this is special, this is important, this, you know, this is significant. Yeah.
Yeah, so good. I love that. We have such a strong, like, unity within community through events and initiatives like National Day of Prayer. But how do you personally see prayer bringing believers together even more so?
Oh, man, it's just like a wide open door for Christian unity. Like, I know, you know, and I think of, you talk to me about unity, I think of Psalm 133, that God commands a blessing when we dwell together in unity. And then I think of Acts, I think it's chapter 2, verse 42, where it says that they met faithfully for teaching, for fellowship, for food, and for prayer. And yeah, it's easy to eat together with other Christians, and we, you know, fellowship together. We disagree, and it's silly, but there are disagreements in Scripture, the way, you know, some churches teach things. But, you know, prayer is like a big open door and to me. So I see a huge potential in coming together in prayer. I think that's pretty special. And you talk to any Christian, you won't find any that disagree when you say, oh, we need to pray more, or we should pray about that, or prayer's important, prayer's powerful. We all agree. You know, prayer is like potentially one of the greatest answers we have available to us. I think prayer's got huge potential to, and prayer is like, you know, because it's like the action that we take. Like, as Christians, we actually have a lot of common ground that we don't see a lot of time. Like, we all think RI in school is great. We all know that it's a privilege to have school chaplains. And these international ministries like Live FM or Christian Radio or Rosie that Feed the Homeless, you know, they're all Kingdom of God stuff. And we don't have to serve and volunteer in it together, but we can all pray together for those things.
It's a testament to the power of prayer, I think, too. It's something that anyone can do wherever they're at, but holds power and tends to be, like we say that about music too, like it's, music is music no matter the culture or age or where you, you know, like grew up from. Music is music and it unites us. Prayer does the same thing.
I think prayer and music hit the heart. They target the heart. They move our soul, you know, and and as human beings, there are some things that touch every heart of man, you know, that move the soul of man.
Do you have any powerful moments that you've witnessed through the National Day of Prayer that you are able to share?
There's probably quite a few. The first thing, one that came to my mind, was last year in Cairns at the National Day of Prayer. I was so excited. I looked around the auditorium and I saw my Pentecostal friends and I saw my Catholic friends. And we were all worshiping together with exuberance, and there was just such a joy and peace and unity. And I asked one of my Catholic brothers to pray, and he started to pray in tongues, and I was just blown away that happened. That there was real unity, real fellowship, real love, real worship from such a diverse people. So that's the first one that comes to my mind.
For someone who has never witnessed the power of prayer in real time, or for someone who just wants to deepen their prayer life, do you have a word of encouragement that you would give to just help someone know where to start?
God's waiting for us. He loves us so much. I know sometimes we get lots of hang-ups over our prayer life, but we need to let them go. We just need to let them go and just pray. You know, Jesus is so far more concerned about our heart than the words that we use when we pray. You know, I was recording for another radio station and I said this phrase, I said that there are eloquent prayers that fall on the floor in heaven. You know, Jesus challenged those people that would pray long and eloquent prayers.
Yeah.
Because there was no heart in them. And then I said, but there are blubbering, chest-beating prayers that don't even make any sense in any language that go straight to the ears of God and He hears them. So, and also that I said the story about the soldier that was just needed to see the president, and he was turned away at the gates. He'd made such a huge effort to be there, and he was sobbing, sitting on the bench outside the White House, and this little kid comes along and eventually takes him past the guard, takes him into the White House, takes him past, you know, straight into the president's office. And, of course, it was his son.
Yeah.
And he said, Daddy, this man needs to talk to you. And that's Dave's prayer to me, that Jesus has removed every obstacle, every excuse you could put up to God or for yourself, or, you know, He's removed them all. He's given us His Holy Spirit to pray because we don't know how. He's removed every obstacle that was in our way. He's torn the curtain from top to bottom. Yeah. We need to come. You know, even if it's silent, even if it's in a closet, we need to come. We need, and it's for our own benefit, not just because it pleases God, but it's for our own benefit. We will suffer. We won't grow. We will just fester if we don't bring our requests, our needs, our confessions, our petitions to God. That's the way God set us up. That is the economy of heaven, is prayer. That's how we obtain strength. Yeah, so I would urge anybody to continue praying, to step out in faith. It can be scary at times, but have a go, because we might put standards on prayer, but they are not right. God just wants to hear His kids. He wants to spend time with us. Yeah, we can't displease Him with our prayers.
Yep. Thanks, Jeannie. I don't think I could have said that better myself. So good.
Even if you just want more information, if you go to Australia Praise, AustraliaPrays.com, and you'll find a little tab that says NDOP 2025.
Yep.
If you click on that and you register, you can just register for more information. And that email will come to me, and we can communicate. And, keep in touch, or you might be the one in Townsville and Gladstone to register for your National Day of Prayer event. And you'll do that, and I will be so excited. You'll be a fire starter. So thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks so much for taking time today and chatting. And we really look forward to more conversations like this and for National Day of Prayer, June 7th.